Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
There's a tendency among some people to think that using AI to craft music doesn't count somehow. It's not real music, it's AI music. Okay. So human beings have always used machines to generate music. And the piano, which is what I started learning on when I was under 6 years old, and I learned piano and then piano composition and performed keyboards and wrote a lot of music on keyboards over my whole life. The piano is a machine. Even the mechanical analog piano is a machine because it's got keys that drop hammers on strings. That's what's inside the piano, are strings. And the strings are tightened or tuned to specific frequencies. And when you hit a key, then that string vibrates and it generates vibrations in the air, which we perceive as sound. Well, you can't do that yourself with your mouth. You can't be a piano with your mouth. I mean, you can whistle, you know, you can sing one note at a time, or maybe two notes if you're into overtone toning or things like that. But you can't do a whole piano out of your mouth. So yes, you use a machine to help express what's in your mind. Now, in about the 1980s, synthesizers came along, keyboard synthesizers, and they had electronic piano sounds or electronic organ sounds or what have you, you know, synths. And of course, I bought my share of synths. The early ones were really, they sucked. But it was something. And synths gave you the ability to bring in some new songs. And probably the most famous synth lead tune that I can think of from the 1980s was featured in the, it was in that movie, the cop movie with Eddie Murphy. And I think it was called Axel F., or his character was, and I remember that synth lead was like, of course, I'm out of tune, but you may recall that song. That was a really famous synth lead that came in during that era, and since then, synthesizers have been used to create lots and lots of different types of music, and it became accepted as a new machine, for musical expression. But in the early days of synths, you had the old timers, that's not music, you know, this is not piano. And I want to hear some old ragtime, Janis Joplin. So, of course, there was resistance to the synths, you know, and that's the same kind of resistance you get today to AI augmented music. AI is just another tool. And it comes down to the craftsmanship of the musician. Using AI doesn't make songs automatically good. And for every song that I create using AI tools, and I've been using Suno as my primary tool, I will generate like literally hundreds of bass models or bass songs just to get the certain sound, the certain syncopation, the timing, the tempo, everything that I want. And even then, usually that's just the first verse and maybe the chorus. And then I have to start doing segments and replacements and extensions in order to get the song and the sound that I want. But the most important part of these kind of songs, these pop songs, are the lyrics. And the lyrics, if you want to write a good song, the lyrics have to be written by hand. AI lyrics generators, they suck. I mean, anybody can tell it's just an AI generated, you know, poem, basically. If you ask AI to generate the lyrics, you know, it's very boring and basic. So lyrics generation comes out of your mind, and then the song construction, the engineering of the song, comes out of your mind also. So AI is simply a tool that allows the creativity of the human mind to be expressed using the best technology of the day, just like the synthesizer, or just like the piano. And, you know, before pianos, what were the most common musical machines on the planet? Well, percussion, or initially, stringed instruments. Some of them dating back thousands of years, like the erhu from China, which is a stringed instrument, or the violin, or I'm not even talking about the modern guitar. I'm talking about much older stringed instruments. But percussion instruments date back even further on the timeline. And then you have like wood blocks and xylophones. You know, human beings, as long as they've been around, they've been beating on things with sticks. You see, that sounds kind of cool, you know? Like, let's put a bunch of them together, you know? Let's have a band. They've been doing that forever. Those are all simple machines. And the only purpose of these machines is to have new and interesting ways to express human creativity, to express, you know, rhythm and movement, and sometimes lyrics that are maybe revolutionary, you know, reggae, sort of pro-human, like a civil rights movement type of music, and all kinds of things like that. But these are all just different machines that help human beings express what's in their minds. And AI music is really no different. It's just the next stage of using machines to achieve human expression. So that's why all my songs, if you listen to them, you will find that they are really well constructed. I'm not talking about the simple little parody songs that I've done in just a few minutes, like a song joking about the Epstein files. I called it "You Ain't Getting It." And I literally did that in just a few minutes because it was a joke. But I'm talking about the songs where I put in many, many hours of sculpting and engineering and producing, like "Do What We Say," or the country western song I created called "Going Back in Time Is Coming Home." And that song brings people to tears. It's so moving. It's so emotional. It resonates so strongly with human beings. And throughout my adult life, I've always wanted to express myself more with music, but I didn't have a band and I didn't have the time or the bandwidth of being able to go out and hire a bunch of musicians and put together a band and rehearse and then go to a recording studio, blah, blah, blah. I could have done that. Just, it wasn't worth it. Now with AI, I don't need to hire a band because the AI machine is my band. I'm still directing the band. I'm still telling them what instruments, you know, what tempo, what time signature, everything, what lyrics, what rhymes, you know, where should the emphasis be? All this, but I don't have to hire a band anymore. So for me, AI is a dream come true for creating music that expresses what's in my mind, which is a pro-human message, a pro-liberty message. Listen to my songs. You can find them all at amethios.com, A-M-E-T-H-I-O-S, amethios.com. That's my artist name. Or you can go to music.brighteon.com. And you can download all the MP3 files there for free. And I'm also on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, TikTok Music, all of it. Just search for Amethios. Again, A-M-E-T-H-I-O-S. Thank you for listening. Take care. It's Customer Appreciation Week at healthrangerstore.com, and one of the ways that we can show our appreciation for all of your goodwill and all of your support is to give you some incredible bonus items and some bundles with your purchases this week. So check this out. Wednesday, March 26th, you get a free bottle of pine needle spray that has colloidal silver and iodine in it for every order over $99. And this isn't even a product that we have for sale in our shopping cart because we don't have enough of it, because this is made out of hand-harvested loblolly pine needles that grow in Central Texas, and it's a huge effort to make this product. All right, if you missed that, check this out. The next couple of days, March 27th and 28th, we have a bundle called Protein and Wellness Bundle that puts together the organic super protein, vanilla and chocolate, plus organic super fuel. This is co-formulated with Boku Superfood, the Groovy Bee Hydrate Elementals, and Groovy Bee 5G Defense Powder. All of this, instead of the $165 roughly that it normally costs separately, you get this for under $95 as a bundle. So you save almost $70 on this bundle. Now, if you miss that, the other bundle that's available for you for the rest of this week is our second bundle, freeze-dried fruit and snack pack. It's over $100 worth of certified organic lab-tested freeze-dried fruits and snacks for under $60. Like, in an age of food inflation, you can't beat this on clean food. You've got freeze-dried pineapple, diced. You got freeze-dried mango slices, which is like candy. Mother Nature's candy. Yeah, I'm drooling just talking about this. You got freeze-dried strawberry slices. What do you have? Crunchy Munchies, which is a banana, apple, blackcurrant puree that's also freeze-dried. Crunchy Munchies that are banana, apple, cinnamon. This is great. Adults and kids love these as well. Crunchy, munchy banana and strawberry, and then organic almonds on top of that as well. Again, all of this, one bundle, under $60. Sounds like I'm going to say, wait, there's more, but actually there's not. That's it. That's the bundle. It's just a really great deal. And in this time when food inflation is worsening and, you know, the purchasing power of the dollar keeps falling, it's good to find deals like this. And we work to put this together for you to get you more value for your dollar. So thank you for all your support. These are all in stock and available now. You can purchase them all at healthrangerstore.com. Again, the two bundle deals. And if you catch this on Wednesday, you've got the free pine needle spray, but that ends at midnight on Wednesday night. And then the bundles kick in for the following 2 days, Thursday and Friday, March 27th and 28th. So thank you for all your support. We couldn't do this without your help. We really appreciate you. And that's why we call it Customer Appreciation Week. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. Take care.